FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. I'm John Potter. This is all live and local at 99.1 FM Talk. The Sierra High Notes are warming up their vocal cords and getting ready to sing their hearts out at a free concert today. Eric Cow is music director and conductor. Kevin Craik is president, and Larry Horning, promotion director. Hi, gentlemen. Did I say something wrong? Did you? Was it good? Oh, thank you. Okay, so hey, Sierra High Notes, tell us about today's concert.
Well, we're doing a free concert tonight. We do a concert, at least two concerts a year, one in the what we call our summer season,
yeah,
and the other season, of course, is Christmas. But we do every season at least one concert, although this year we're going to be doing two.
And this is free.
This is free. It's free admission. That's part of our Sierra High Notes. Our catchphrase is sharing the gift of song, and we do that completely free. We're free admission for all of our events.
How are you funded? If that's
completely by donation.
Donations, member dues.
Okay. Well, what kind of music are you going to be performing at today's free concert, which is tonight, actually?
Yes, we have a variety of fun programs. We do things from Broadway musicals. We've got some film music, some of the more modern films that are out, like Pitch Perfect 2. We are doing songs that go back to, was it the 1920s, Side by Side?
Yeah.
Yep, we've got Johnny Cash, where we have Daddy Sang Bass.
Oh, you're all over the place.
We try to stretch across every spectrum of the music.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
To, you know, get as many people to come watch us, and some people like a certain category, genre, and we offer that.
So, Eric, besides your degree in engineering, you have a master's degree for piano performance.
That is correct.
At UNR?
Yes.
I didn't even know they had a graduate degree for piano performance.
Well,
at UNR.
I have to say, you know, this is my alma mater, and they are growing to where we have doctorate programs that just started about a couple years ago.
Wow, you must be a good piano player, have a master's in piano performance. That's pretty incredible. Okay, yeah, so Kevin.
You. Yes.
Kevin, you worked the old Hello Hollywood Hello show.
Yes, it
at
is.
At the Reno MGM Grand. Take me back, my friend.
Wow.
What was that like?
Oh, that was an incredible time. It's definitely an art form that no longer exists. In fact, I was just noting, I was cleaning out my closet, and I found a T-shirt from when the show closed in 1989. It was 6,941 performances on America's largest stage.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Hollywood, hello.
Yeah.
And at the time, it held the record for most performances of any musical production in the world.
We're talking like 800, 900 performances, right?
It was 6,941.
What? 6,000?
6,941 across 11 years.
My gosh, okay.
And so we were just talking. The show just would have celebrated its opening just this past week.
Oh, my goodness.
1978.
Those were the days.
And I did about 3,000 of those performances as a technician. Worked a little bit in wardrobe with costumes, getting performers on stage. We had a couple of great costume changes there, mm-hmm, where we changed 120 costumes in under 2 minutes.
You say one of the biggest stages in the world, and I'll tell you, I saw the show in 78, I think it was, and that stage ended up, when you had the entire cast out there for Hello Hollywood Hello, it was actually full. The stage was full.
Yeah.
You had dozens upon dozens of performers and probably 50 showgirls all on this stage in Reno for a regular show that played every night, probably twice a night.
Twice a night, actually.
Oh,
it opened at twice a night. It played to completely packed houses for the first 2 years.
Here, get a little closer to that.
Okay.
What about my, do you agree with my theory? You know, people talk about, you know, I know the MGM was not downtown. When people grouse about how downtown Reno isn't what it used to be and what killed it, my theory is that when they fired all the musicians, when Harris had an orchestra, a couple of others had, every time you walk down Virginia Street at night, you would hear music, live music, coming out of every single door. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of doors then because we had over 25, I think, casinos on that strip. When they let the musicians go, for whatever reason they did that, that made downtown quiet and dead. That's my opinion.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
It was just cost-cutting or something, but that made us special
in
downtown. Okay, so back to what you guys do. The what will folks see at today's free concert? What's on the playlist?
Well, obviously, I've been in the group 25 years. The music we sing is... It interests everybody. They know it, and they're tapping their toes. They're singing along. We Are Family, we close with the old Sister Sledge out of Pennsylvania.
Now, Larry, how old are you?
I'm a little bit over 60, but I'll be 85 in December.
And you sing Sister Sledge?
Well... Eric would have to answer that. I hum to it a little bit.
Pretty good at tapping his toes.
I'm a big toe tapper, yeah. But it's enjoyable. The music we've got is, Eric went over some of the stuff, but, you know, just a little background history. Before we were the Sierra High Notes, we had a big group, and it's been about 52 years that we've been here in Reno, going back to the Sierra Nevada Masterworks Chorale. We actually performed at Ronald Reagan's inauguration.
Yes.
And that's a few years ago. Carnegie Hall, twice.
You beat me to it. I was going to mention that. Yeah.
And Carnegie. I was not there. They hadn't built it yet.
Okay. But I'm a little slow today.
But
my coffee.
You know, John, and we always performed back then at the Pioneer Center for the Performing Arts. And we used to do two shows, a Saturday night and a Sunday's matinee. Mm-hmm. And I think the place held about 650 people. You'd fill it up both nights. We'd sell tickets. But we got away from tickets because our audience became younger, and they didn't want some of the older, what would you call the Beethoven stuff and all the classics that they used to do.
So. What are these songs I never heard of that you do? What is this song, No Time to Diet?
What? Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, this is one of our signature tunes during the holidays, and it's just a way to celebrate, make fun of how we treat Thanksgiving and Christmas, that we just basically throw all of our routine, our diet program, our nutrition, just out the door.
Well, good for you.
Dig right in to all the turkeys and the gravies and all the holiday treats that you see.
Eric, give me some of the lyrics to No Time to Diet.
Oh, geez.
Come on, Eric.
Hey,
go for it.
Christmas is no time to diet. It's a time for cheeses and dips. Lift that fork up, lift that spoon.
It's energizing.
It's energizing. You'll work out just smacking your lips.
Yeah. and it's a lot of double entendres and a lot of laughing. And the audience just laughs. They love the song.
Yes.
Outstanding.
So, you know, this is one of our signature tunes, so we will be singing that again in our next
tonight?
Christmas concert.
Save the good stuff for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Well, okay, so tonight's concert is Holy Cross Lutheran Church.
Yes.
That's where you're doing it, 4895 South McCarran. Mm-hmm. And you've played churches before. I think I saw you at the church at the river.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So do you prefer that? I mean, the acoustics are great in churches, right?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, in the past, we've kind of sung all over the place. We've even sung on the McKinley Arts Center, where they have that stage, an auditorium. But in that type of acoustic, you kind of have to have sound reinforcement and support. And so we've kind of veered off from that direction and went into more live acoustical venues, that being the Holy Cross Lutheran Church.
Okay, so tonight the concert's at 7 o'clock. Do you just show up, or do you have tickets?
No tickets.
Just show up.
Show up, grab a seat, open seating.
That's awesome.
We are having an intermission break.
Yep.
We've got some good homemade cookies and some water and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
No charge again.
Let's
like donations. You know, that's our lifeblood, to face it. If we don't get donations, we can't buy the new music. If we don't buy the new music, we're using old recycled stuff, which is not bad.
Okay. Folks, you got to go there, get there, quarter to seven, Holy Cross Lutheran Church tonight, 4895 South McCarran, to see the this amazing group, the Sierra High Notes. And they have how many songs for tonight, my friend?
I think it's 20 songs.
20 songs with cookies.
And a pianist break at intermission.
So some time ago, you adopted this policy. You gave it a name, that to best share the gift of song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then that was when it started with, we should only do free concerts. So besides the donations that people bring,
right,
you sell memberships to be a member of the High Sierra High Notes. What does the member get?
Well, actually, the membership, we are a nonprofit organization.
Uh-huh.
And so essentially, when you pay your dues, you become a member of the nonprofit organization. You have voting rights. You have the ability to chart the direction of the group.
Do you get a cool card and a T-shirt or something?
No, not at the present time.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Well, you get the free cookies at the concert.
Free cookies at the concert.
Free cookies.
And a lot of fun. It's a type of concert everybody enjoys coming to, because if they come in and maybe a little down, had a bad day, they leave, they're smiling, and they're meeting with the members. We've got about 35 members currently, give or take a voice or two,
and
they love it. Our patrons love it.
Right. And as I say, we are trying to be a truly community choir. Anybody can join our group. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to sing. That's about it.
So
you do not have to read music.
No Barney Fifes.
Well, we've got one or two Barney Fifes.
If Eric can find a song for them, they can sing.
Oh, really?
So.
Oh, my goodness.
But our biggest thing is we want to share the gift, whether it's singing it or listening to it. We want to share that entire experience.
Awesome, my friends. Kevin, Larry, Eric, folks, again tonight, 7 o'clock free concert, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, 4895 South McCarran, to go see it live in concert, Sierra High Notes. You guys have been around for, 50 years?
Actually, the nonprofit part was created in New Year's Eve of 1968, when the Pioneer Theater Auditorium was first opened. The Reno Civic Chorus actually has its history back into the early 60s.
Have you made any records?
We did promotional CDs a couple of
actually,
times,
we've
four
had
or five
a couple
songs.
Of CD, promotional CDs under the, back when we were the Masterworks Chorale.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. Have a good time at the concert tonight. Thank you for this gift that you're giving the community with this free concert and free music and getting people to love the art of singing.
John, thank you so much for the invitation.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Good to see you, folks. This is fun.
Hi.
Should be fun. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, it's true. We have tickets to Donny Osmond to give away sometime between now and noon. Donny Osmond appearing at Silver Legacy. We'll have two pair coming up, and this is for a show up in August. We, not that I want to make this an all-seniors show, but just finishing up what I was saying before we had the High Sierra Singers in here, about my friends who came back from visiting other countries, and they came back incredulous over how their societies fully respect, honor, and revere their elderly out there. And I think just about anywhere in the world is like that, except for here in America. Do you agree? Is that what you see from what you know? These other countries understand one truth about life. Yes, you're beautiful when you're young, and you're wise when you're old. Of course, there are variations to that. There are ugly young people and stupid old people, but in general, we get it, that even if you're dumb when you're young, you watch and you experience, so you don't walk down a completely dark corridor. You're actually walking with some light from knowledge and lessons learned, helping you along the way so you make better decisions. It's obvious. I just recently went through boxes in my garage where I found all of my old calendar books dating back to the early 1980s. I saved them because I write, I'll make comments in these calendar books about big moments in my life and the life I was living. And it was amazing to read all my fears and worries as a young person. And I'm thinking all these fears and anxiety over things that largely never happened. And there's freedom now that I don't have to look over my shoulder for approval. I'm not constantly trying to make something happen. I would not want to be 30 again. I would if I had this brain in my body. But if I had to go back to the old brain, no, because it wasn't that smart. It didn't learn enough the hard way. But back on point, there are people who are over 90 who are completely there, completely. It's really the energy you project. I saw Norman Lear on an interview recently, and he's 100. His hearing isn't what it was, but the mental clarity, the memories, all there. Of course, it's case by case, but in America, age discrimination is the only socially acceptable form of discrimination we have in this country, and nobody seems to care. And the younger folks, they don't know how easy they have it now because we had to press fast forward or rewind just to find the songs we want to hear. So, okay, I'll shut up. Just a little free thought that started with, what did this start with? Oh, yeah, Biden falling. So let's take a, you know, just something to think about today. I think the reason I'm kind of focusing on senior things and senior issues is that I have a birthday coming up in less than 2 weeks. And I am going to be 70 years old. That just blows my mind to think
old.
About. There you go. That's what my brain is saying that to me. I just look in the mirror, and to me, I picture myself as being that 30-year-old guy who was working in Las Vegas. Maybe it's me. I haven't noticed much of a difference in looks or whatever, but what? Are you kidding me? 70? That can't be right. We'll have to check the math on that again. Anyway, as you notice, folks, I know we talk a lot of politics and local events and current events and bullcrap like that on here, on this show. But I hope you know that the model, the thought is of this show, that this is sort of like a kitchen table. You got family or friends over and you're just sitting around, maybe playing cards or something like that, losing to your kids playing Uno again, and just talking about life. Anything like that would be welcome here. Anything there that you talk about at home is welcome here. I doubt that I'm very often going to have superior thought or insight on anything that comes down the road, but our shared perspectives and hopefully our shared friendship can be a valuable thing as far as that goes. So that would be the concept, and that is the invitation that you phone up anytime at 775-884-9910. Here's why I love this show is I miss that connection that I had with so many people when I was doing the morning news on TV for a long time. well, obviously a long time. I'm going to be 70 soon. But I really miss that connection with people, and I hope to fully develop it right here. I need this, okay? This is a selfish thing, actually, that I'm doing, coming here on Saturday so that I feel connected. We all need that, don't we? We need the camaraderie. One sad thing about being, and I hate using the word, I refuse to use the word, I'm not retired. I may be forced retirement is what happened, but it's a lonely life. And no matter how much you do to prepare for it, no, you're unprepared. So start working on it, I guess. We're going to break for Fox News. Stick around for the Donny Osmond tickets, of course. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local each and every Saturday between 9 and noon. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time is 10:30.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter here, live and local, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. I want to thank my friends. Our guests so far today have been the Sierra High Notes and, of course, Mike from that amazing shop in Carson City, A to Zen Gift. And anyway, they were here, and they were gracious enough not to mention my face today because half of it is shaved. The other half is not. Because my shaver, a rechargeable, died at the least at the most inopportune moment. So I don't like anything rechargeable.
Yeah,
as a gift from my wife. You know,
the same thing happened to me yesterday. I didn't want to breathe on anybody because my electric toothbrush that is rechargeable. I went to use it and it was absolutely dead. And I don't have a spare.
Exactly. You know, I'm not going to walk around the living room with a toothbrush in my mouth. Why are these things rechargeable? It's the plug-in is right there in the bathroom. Rechargeables always fail. All right, Cheryl calling in from Sparks. Cheryl's topic, best hamburger. Would love to know what it is. Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for joining us here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hi, John. It's so good to be on with you. A few weeks back, you guys were doing the quest for the best burger around, and someone mentioned the one at Mondatuto. So I found myself in Carson the other day, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to try it, and I'm going to tell you what. This girl has never tasted a better burger. It's that pizza burger that they do. They make the patty from scratch with the, I guess they put beef and sausage together with all their special seasonings and gooey cheese and their homemade marinara sauce that you dip it in. It is sloppy good.
Everybody hungry. Well, I see a lot of people. I did not know Mangiatutto's does hamburgers. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
Well, that's good to know. A pizza burger, you say. All right. Bravo.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Cheryl.
So amazing. And one more thing.
Yes.
Would you please, I love your speaking voice. Nobody cares if you shaved or not. You have the most pleasant speaking voice, and I would love to hear you do some of the announcing in the mornings. It would just be so delightful. And thank you for all you
do. Yes. Oh, my agent here. Thank you so much. I should be in morning drive.
We have the check in the mail to you, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
That's it. I'll be expecting it.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you. Well, I am super. Listen, Cheryl, I'm a big morning person. I get up 4 in the morning. I still do it. I think the best part of day is sunrise. Love it. And anybody who wants to hire me, I say strictly, it has to be early mornings.
Yeah.
And
well, that's and then that was the thing when I asked you to fill in for Phil in an afternoon. You said, if it was Craig Swope, I'd fill in the morning because it's that time. But, you know, afternoon, I'm taking my nap at noon.
Aren't I particular? And you wanted me to fill in starting at like 11 a.m. And I thought that was too late.
Right. Yeah. I wanted 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's move on. Folks, prelistnow.com is for you. If you are considering selling your home, their specialty is maximizing your profit, minimizing commissions, and marketing your home fast. Dominic Greco has been in real estate since 1989. He initiated disruptive real estate practices in 1998. This should be interesting. Hi, Dominic.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're out there in Carson City. Good. Disruptive real estate practices. Dominic, what is that?
Well, first of all, back in before 2000, there was no term called disruptive real estate. What I did was I offered a flat rate, full service listing commission program, and it was quite popular. We went gangbusters, but we were concentrated just with sellers, and because we were only doing sellers, when the market kind of dropped off, it kind of slowed down.
So you don't like the 6% commission, do you?
That's incorrect. I believe that in certain instances, 6% is okay. What I don't understand is when you take a $300,000 home for sale, a $600,000 home for sale, or a $900,000 home for sale.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, the listing agent does exactly the same thing in all those three scenarios, yet they make three times as much in the $900,000 home. And that's why I believe more in charging the correct amount and not going off a percentage. I don't list homes. I don't charge commissions myself. Now what I do is I just refer, clients to the realtors. And how we do that is we have access to the MLS. We look at the stats in MLS for that seller's particular area. And then we'll call that realtor and say, look, we have a seller who we've groomed. Their home is ready for sale. It's going to be easy for you. We want to have you list the home. This is what the seller is willing to pay.
Okay,
in total commission.
When you say you groom a house, you actually have contractors and stagers. Fix up a home somebody wants to sell, right?
We have referral sources where the contractor, they're national companies, and they'll come in and they'll fix up the house. Any charges that they have, obviously you have to pay for whatever they do, but it's billed to mm-hmm. escrow. And then when the home closes, it comes out of escrow. Because we know that's the number one reason why people don't, prepare their home is because of the cost. I mean, it's hard to pull that money out of the pocket. You don't want to go use your 25%. Now the rates are so high, your 25%, card to do that. You don't know when your home's going to sell. You could be making payments on that for a few months, maybe 3 months.
Well, even if you're fixing up the home, I mean, and they pay for it, the seller pays for it. I'll tell you what, Dominic, just to be able to find the contractors right there, to me, is a huge benefit. Dealing with you. Okay, now, with skyrocketing mortgage rates, tell us about how a buyer's lease option, which I guess you specialize in, how would they benefit with a buyer's lease option? How does that work?
Well, I don't really specialize in that. When a seller calls us, the first thing I ask is, what do you want out of your house? What do you want to accomplish? And they'll tell me what they can. And then I'll give them all the options. Because right now, with the way the interest rates are where they're at, it might not be the best option to go ahead and sell your home. You just giving sellers options. Now, if you just call a real estate agent and say, what's my best option? Obviously, they're going to tell you sell your home. That makes sense. But I try to open everything up for the seller. We have a long talk and we figure out what's best for them. I will remind you too that everything I do for home sellers, I don't charge home sellers anything. It's free for them.
Okay. And the flat fee, we're not talking 6% commission here. It's a flat fee. How much does that run?
Well, see, again, that's what's so confusing. And when I started advertising on your station, it was confusing to everybody. I'm not a realtor. I mean, I'm not a realtor. I have a broker's license, a real estate broker's license. I don't list homes, and I don't do flat fees. What I do is I'm more a consultant. I explain to sellers what it is, you know, like their options.
You said that you pick a realtor to sell the house.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you pick the realtor? You don't do it yourself, so you have a lineup of good realtors.
We go into, I have a realtor MLS, I have the MLS access, so I can go in and check their exact stats. And what I really did with this pre-list program is I'm replacing the national real estate websites, because you can't call them and say, hey, who's the best realtor in my area? You can't call them and say, what's the local, what's going on here locally? You know, yes, they're flashy, and yes, their websites are beautiful, and yes, the values are that they give for home values are okay, but I can do better locally on all that than they can.
Okay.
Obviously.
It's funny. I never really heard the term pre-listing before. So what's the home seller's advantage to this pre-listing that you do?
It's just basically pinpointing what's best for them. Is it best to, I've had clients do all kinds of things. I like carry back, the mortgage, which in today's climate, if the seller can swing it, it's not a bad deal for the seller because they can get a higher percent rate of return on their investment than what they can if they sell the home, get the proceeds, and stick it in the bank at, what is it, a 0.5% interest now at the banks. So there's that option. There's selling it outright. And then, just trying to find the best scenario for them to sell their house. Do they need to do a turnkey home where it's all where the buyer comes in and drops their bags and they move in? You got to think about with a home buyer, like let's say they're doing VA or they're doing a low percentage down. Well, if the house isn't done for them and they don't have a lot of cash, then they sit in a house that's, that's halfway done, until they can afford to do the upgrades. A home's a lot more sellable to most of the people out there when you invest the money into the house, you get it all fixed up and, you use these services that we have. And then that's what we call turnkey, where the buyers can just move in. Because, again, charging it to your card is 25% and you only pay interest and, that takes forever. Why not, buy a little bit more expensive home that's already done, and then you don't have to worry about that.
And
nobody wants to do home improvements anymore. It seems like anyways, most people want the turnkey.
I would love to do home improvements. Can't find the people though.
Yeah.
Obviously you have people in mind and that's a big help right there. Okay. So every time somebody talks about mortgage rates, it's always talking about the buyer. They affect the seller too, don't they, in some way?
Yeah, well, exactly. In this market, it's really affecting the seller. In fact, in some local markets, volume has dropped off dramatically because the rates have raised up. If you are a homeowner and you think you need to sell right now and you're contemplating, well, okay, I'll sell my rate on my home that I'm going to sell is at 1-3%, whatever crazy low rate you have because they've been crazy. And now you're faced with, selling your home, moving and buying a home at I think they're up around 7% now. Well, that slows the market down big time. Obviously, if there's any way you can avoid, paying trading a 2% interest rate for a 7% rate, you're going to try to do that. So that's what's slowing the market down. So a seller has to be cognizant of that. And once again, calling us is a way, we'll go through everything, because we're not, whether you sell your home and you make a commission or not, the way we're paid is referral fees back from the realtor and all that.
And well, Yeah, that's an interesting setup there. Now, I'll be honest. It looks like a bad time to sell a house, though, with the interest rates and with the what some people look upon as rather high prices that haven't fallen that much. Is it a bad time to sell a home?
Well, as being a real estate professional, of course, I'm going to tell you, it's never a bad time to sell a home.
That's right.
But with that being said, it might not be the right time to sell a home. And by that, I mean, like I said, maybe a lease back. Maybe you want to become a landlord, although, you know, there's treachery in that, too, because, you know, a year, 2 years ago, you know, they were basically telling people you don't have to pay your rent because of COVID. So, you know, mm-hmm. that makes people nervous, too. That's why you call us, because we'll sit down, we'll talk to you. And if at the end of the phone call, you decide, hey, I guess I'm not ready to sell, that's cool, because we've done our job, because, you know, we've given you all the choices that you can make.
All right, Dominic Greco, prelistnow.com.
Yes.
That's how people can contact you,
well,
right, sir?
Now, the easiest way is to call us. It's 775-800-9775. That's how I remember it, because it's our, you know, the area code 775 at the front, the area code at the end, and the 8009 in the middle.
Oh, gotcha. You threw me off there with the 775.
Everybody gets confused.
Okay, so run it through again. Area code 775, and then what?
Yeah, 8009-775.
Okay. Got it.
Sorry. Got it. That's the way
Dominic,
I remember.
No, that's interesting.
Again,
it will be
if
catchy
I can,
after a
yeah,
while.
Yeah. Again, if I can just say one thing, what we're really here for is when the real estate national website started coming on board, and everybody just, you know what Zillow is, you know what realtor.com is, and they're referring out, you know, tons of sellers to agents who pay to play. And that's when I said, well, wait a second, this should be local. It shouldn't be a national thing. You know, let's concentrate on finding, you know, in Reno or in Northern Nevada, let's concentrate on finding the right agent, and not by having people pay to play, but actually going out there and finding the right agent, you know, through using our member access MLS.
Good job, Dominic. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's been an education.
It's totally new, and it's a lot of people are confused over it. But I sit down and talk to people, they understand what it's about.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's Dominic Greco. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local each and every Saturday morning. Stick around for the Donny Osmond tickets. We're on till noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hello there. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Oh, I will tell you this. The news media loves when Republican candidates for president fight with each other and criticize each other. They air and repeat every Republican criticizing a Republican tape. And those are usually the only quotes from them that they use. Have you noticed? It's very blatant to me. CNN and the other one and the big three networks are a little too obvious in not showing what a Republican candidate says about President Biden. It's constantly, DeSantis hammered Trump on the debt he left the country with. Or Pence talking about how Trump left him feeling unsafe on January 6th. And you have Nikki Haley called DeSantis a hypocrite on Disney. If you noticed, on the Trump and Nikki Haley and the Mike Pence so-called town halls that CNN did, they really didn't have any time to blast Biden policies. The so-called news host kept going after the differences between them and the other Republicans. Who cares? Don't we really care about what they want to change from the present administration? So what they're doing is, by the end of the campaign, you hear so much negative about each Republican candidate, it scares the undecideds, the middle-of-the-road folks, away from all the Republican candidates. Why are these candidates falling for this ruse when they're interviewed? Or maybe they don't, and the news media only airs the negative Republican comments. We don't know. I would assume that 90% of what a good Republican candidate is saying right now has to do with the wrong direction we're going now. And I guarantee you those Republican candidates are hitting very hard on the wrong direction Biden's administration is taking us, and they're making some very good points, but you won't hear it on the mainstream media. They ask these questions so much about Trump, I'm thinking, wait, is he president again? And avoiding the criticism about Biden and not reporting about the open borders or the crippling inflation makes it look to viewers that we don't have problems after what his administration has done. I've said it before, the biggest disservice the media does right now is what they won't report. We no longer live in the media world of Walter Cronkite, who was once the voted the most trusted man in America. We live in hyper-partisan times, and news networks both reflect that American divide and exasperate the division for ratings and advertising dollars. It's a ratings-grabbing cheap entertainment, and it's a diversion to the mess we're in now. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.